Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, President's Day coming up on Monday. Something going on in your paper today?
Well, I'll tell you, David, every year we try to establish a connection between a U.S. president and Otsego County, and we've written about the Garfield family in Worcester on their way to Ohio, and about George H.W. Bush at the Hall of Fame, and about Washington visiting the outlet to Otsego Lake during his tour of upstate battle sites after the hostilities ended. And I had heard a couple of times that Chester Alan Arthur had spoken at the Central New York Fair in Oneonta in the 1880s, and it made sense. The fair used to attract 30,000 people during one week in September, and it was a great way for politicians to easily deliver their message to a lot of voters. Now, while we didn't find any hard evidence that Arthur did actually visit, his latest biographer, Scott Greenberger, whose Unexpected President came out last year, surmised that he might have. You know, of course, Arthur did spend time in the Albany area, was raised in the Albany area, and graduated from Union College. But his father, it seems, the Reverend William Arthur, was an abolitionist pastor, and that was controversial, and he found himself moving from congregation to congregation in the whole region. So the biographer said he certainly could have visited here. And if there had been a state Republican convention in Oneonta in the 1870s or 1880s, he very well might have attended that as a representative of the Roscoe Conklin machine. In any event, I began by thinking it's surprising a president from New York hadn't visited Otsego County either before or after their terms or during. But it turned out not to be that unusual. There are seven New York presidents, of course, Martin Van Buren, Millard Fillmore, Chester Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, and now, of course, Donald Trump. Over the years, we've only documented four who visited. Now, Teddy Roosevelt was in Oneonta a few times. He spoke at the fair. FDR spoke at Van Hornsville and also at the fair while governor in the 1920s. And George W. Bush, as I mentioned, visited the Hall of Fame just before buying the Astros. And Van Buren and Barack Obama in 2014 were the only two sitting presidents to visit here. So far, anyway, we can't say that Fillmore, Arthur, or Cleveland ever saw the fair shores of Otsego Lake. So there it is, David. We weren't able to prove the Arthur link, but there are a good number of ties between Otsego County and presidents of the United States.
And please let us know if you find a lock of his hair anywhere. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find this story and others. Jim, we thank you as always.
Super. Thank you, David.